Hello and praise the Lord. Another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration to encourage, to inspire, and be there one for another. We thank God for his loving kindness and faithfulness that have continued to shepherd our lives, to guide us and to bring us this far. We are also grateful for the overflow that he is bringing our way. Be it overflow or realized or overflow expected, God will still do it. Let me tell you that you may not see it, but God is busy working on your behalf, bringing salvation, bringing deliverance, and showing himself strong on your behalf because he is your God. God bless you. Yes, today or this week, we continue with our topic of surrender, surrendering ourselves to God's will. That is a topic that we have been reflecting on. There are so many things we are trusting God to do and to accomplish for us, but at the heart of this is also surrender. God is still encouraging us to surrender to his ultimate will, because his will is ultimate in our lives. And in doing this, that is why we are having this discussion, trusting God that no matter whatever things we desire, we strongly believe he will do it, but nothing we desire will compare to him. He will be our ultimate desire and our ultimate goal. And that reminds me of the scripture that encourages us to lay our crowns before God. And I know when I mention a crown, you can almost start thinking about who wins a crown. It is not everybody who wins a crown. Maybe you participated in a game, you participated in a race, and you're given that coveted prize. You know, we have seen your team in athletics or even in soccer, football, they fight for a crown, they fight for a prize, and only one gets that particular prize, and so they are celebrated. This could also be something that you're competing for, something that you really want, and you know you have the ability to get it. Yes, you're busy learning a race, you surely know that you can, but you can reach a point and you say, I surrender, and you lay that crown to God. It could be something you want so much and you tell God, I put this crown before you. It reminds me of a scene that is spoken of in the book of Revelation. You read the book of Revelation chapter 4 from verse 9. This is what the scripture says. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne, and they say, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. What a beautiful picture. We're talking about 24 elders, representatives of the church, who lay their crowns before God. Oh, yes, they have their crowns that they were awarded because of great things that they did and great accomplishments that they did. But let me tell you that when it comes to worship, you lay that crown before God and you tell God, this is not worthy, more than you're worthy, I lay it before you. And that is what the Lord is telling us to do. Our crowns today could be represented by those goals, those desires, those things that you have been praying and trusting God for, but they are so much delayed in coming. You're wondering, God, do you even hear? Do you even hear how I am praying? God is telling you, like the 24 elders, why don't you take your crown, lay it before his throne? God, I so much want that job, but I don't want that job more than I want you. I lay that crown before you and I say, not my will, let your will be done. God, I pray that this relationship would work and would lead to marriage. It is my desire. I pray that you would work it out for me. Nevertheless, I'm laying this crown down. Not my will, but let your will be done. Let me tell you, the crown, that moment is when you divest your will and you tell God, it's not my will. Let your will be done. Let your will be supreme for me. Let your will be sovereign for me. It is that moment where you tell God, have your way in this situation. In other words, you surrender that desire and you tell God, I surrender it to you. I have you. I know you told Abraham that you are the best reward he can ever get. Lord, I want you as my best reward. It is true. I didn't need that business deal. I didn't need that contract. But I am willing to lay that crown before you. What crowns could God be telling you to lay before him today, my brother, my sister? Is it the crown of that relationship? You strongly feel you don't want it to fail. You'll do everything for it. Is God telling you to let go and let him? Is it the crown of your children? You're wondering what to do with them, and it's reaching a point where it is stressing you. God is telling you, let go and let go. Just release that crown. Is it the crown of that business? You're doing everything possible to make it work, but no matter how much you try, things are not working. God is telling you, lay that crown before my feet. This week, God is telling us to lay our crowns before him. The things we treasure, the things we are willing to fight for, God is telling us, lay that crown before me and see what I will do. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful that you are our teacher, you are our instructor, and you are the Lord who guides us in the way we should go. Thank you for reminding us today to lay our crowns before you, O God. The things that we treasure, the things that we fight for, the things that we long for, today you are telling us to lay them before your throne. And we choose to lay our desires, our goals, our hopes, and our plans, the things we are trusting you to overflow in. God, we lay them before you, because nothing do we desire more than we do. We desire you. Thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. You are blessed and you are a blessing. And I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. I also want to say thank you for those of you who took time yesterday to wish me a happy birthday. I'm grateful. Thank you for celebrating with me. I celebrate life. And I celebrate the faithfulness of God. And I pray that God's grace and abounding presence will overflow in your life. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Have yourself a beautiful day. And thank you so much. God bless you.